Welcome to Stateside. I'm April Baer. Today on the show, some people most in need of healthcare in Michigan run up against new federal work rules. It's going to be the difference between going to the doctor or going without. But first, over the weekend, U.S. foreign policy scrambled to recover from the lethal attack on Iran's General Qasem Soleimani, the head of an elite military wing active in Iraq, Syria, and other hotspots. The United States has interests in all of those places. The Trump administration said it was acting to save American lives. Senator Gary Peters, Democrat from Michigan, joins us today. He's the ranking Democrat on the Senate Homeland Security Committee and also serves on the Senate Armed Services Committee. And he's a veteran. Senator Peters, welcome.
April, good to be with you.
The United States rarely acts on this level, a leader of a sovereign nation. Was this killing justified?
Well, certainly Soleimani was a bad actor. I don't think there's any disagreement with that fact. He has blood on his hands and is responsible for the killing of many American men and women, service members. But certainly this represents an escalation in what we have seen happen in the Middle East. And I think the outstanding question right now is, was the president acting on an imminent threat, as he's claimed? I don't have information related to that. We have not been briefed according to that. However, a briefing will be given to members of the Armed Services Committee and other senators later this week in a classified setting. And I think we all come with some questions as to why this happened, and more importantly, what is the long-term strategic consequences of this? How was that thought out? And what sort of long-term strategy do we have in dealing with Iraq? What seems to have occurred is the chaos has now increased, and what we should be attempting to do is creating more stability in the Middle East. That certainly doesn't seem to be happening now, and we have questions that need to be answered.
Senator Tim Kaine has introduced a war powers resolution that would stop the action until such time as Congress might be able to get on board with a military effort with respect to Iran. We hear Senator Pelosi says the House will vote on a similar resolution soon. If the Senate voted today, do you think that that resolution would pass?
I think it's difficult given Republican senators who seem to basically just support the president in any activity that he is engaged in.
And are in the majority right now, yes.
And they have the majority. But it is important. Congress needs to reassert itself as the branch of government that has the power to declare war. You know, our framers were very clear that it's Congress that declares war, not the executive. And Congress is an important check. That's why it is unprecedented when you had President Trump launch this attack without even consulting with the leaders of Congress. And part of that consult, which is what all presidents do, is that we're stronger as a country when we are united and when we have Congress and the executive working together on a shared goal. That's how the strength of the United States. And when you do something without involving Congress, particularly given the inherent war power that is entrusted within the Congress by the Constitution, we have to reassert ourselves. And I think these resolutions are incredibly important.
Senator Peters, is the United States at war?
Well, certainly taking the kind of action that we've seen against a high-ranking government official is a significant escalation of the type of violence that we have been seeing recently in the Middle East. And I think what's really going to be critical is what happens in the days ahead in Iran. This is a difficult time for the United States to be taking this action and for the president to be taking this action, in my mind. There is no apparent diplomatic channels that are open between the United States and Iran. And whenever you have these types of acts, that can escalate very quickly if you don't have open lines of communication. We're also in a very strained period when it comes to our relationship with our allies. President Trump has driven a wedge between the United States and many of our allies. And again, we're stronger when we are united. That means acting with our allies. And then you have to add the third factor, and that's just the degree of skepticism that the American public has with the Trump administration and folks like myself who don't trust what I have heard until I see some facts and some evidence, and that has not been provided to us.
Whether or not the War Powers Resolution gets traction in Congress, this situation must be dealt with. What do you think should happen next between the U.S. and Iran?
Well, I think we have to make sure we're de-escalating. You can't have tit for tat and then and continue to escalate. Usually bad things happen. Mistakes can be made that can lead to very catastrophic consequences. It's very important for at least discussions to occur, and that's why it's so troubling, as I mentioned earlier, that there are no diplomatic channels that seem to be open. That should be happening, even if you have to go through a third party. You have to have folks talking to each other. What we're seeing instead is an escalation of the rhetoric from both sides, both from President Trump as well as some of the Iranian leaders. And the rhetoric could be potentially very dangerous, and I'm very concerned about that.
Senator Peters, thank you for your time today.
Great to be with you.
Senator Gary Peters, Democrat from Michigan. We will keep in touch with Michigan's elected officials and the delegation as the situation develops. While the nation's leaders debate the next move, the consequences are already being felt everywhere. And it may be that no one is watching these events more closely than Michigan's Persian-American and Arab-American communities as the conflict unfolds in Baghdad. We've invited Shireen Smalley to the studio today. She works at the National Network for Arab-American Communities in Dearborn. Shireen, welcome to Stateside.
Thank you so much for having me, April.
We should note the bright line here. You work for the network. Your family is Persian-American, right?
That's right. Persian-American on my mother's side, and my father grew up right here in Michigan, in Ann Arbor.
We should say you're just speaking for yourself.
That's right.
I want to ask you one of the questions that we just asked Senator Peters. Are we at war?
Well, I have to say, from the perspective of being an Iranian-American in this country, it does feel like we are at war or at the brink of one. Just the events that have taken place in the last few days, not only the assassination of Soleimani on foreign soil, who's a major government official, plus the escalating rhetoric that has taken place over the last few days, including President Trump's two tweets in the past 48 hours about bombing cultural sites, in addition to the detainment and the detention of Iranian Americans trying to cross back into the United States from the Canadian border. All of these events do make it feel like we are at war.
Like you say, there's been some pretty explosive terminology used just over the past 48 hours. How does that land with you right now?
Well, for me and for others like me, for my family, for other Iranian Americans, it really feels isolating. It feels scary. The threat of war is scary. The threat of not being able to see family members or family members being in danger. Even, I would say recently, family members not being able to access medicine because of economic sanctions. The degrading of the relationship between U.S. and Iran in the past 4 years, and in addition to the events that have taken place over this weekend, make it a very difficult time to be Iranian American in this country.
You have work experience helping people cope with the local dimensions of U.S. foreign affairs. When people who care about diplomatic relations and who care about the culture and what kind of conversation we're having here in the States, when if they say to you that they want to make their voices heard, what kinds of things do you tell them?
Well, I wish I could tell local concerned citizens in this day and age that grassroots organizing was enough. But I think what we've been seeing recently is that these actions that have taken place, you know, most especially the assassination of General Soleimani, which was done even without the advice of top Pentagon officials, you know, these kinds of actions are taking place at the top levels of government. And so we really need to hold our communities, ourselves, and our members of Congress accountable and make sure that we are all striving for an anti-war solution, striving for diplomacy rather than escalating into more military conflict in the Middle East.
Shireen, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's Shireen Smalley. We will have more from her tomorrow on Stateside. Please join us then.